still go to school to get an education. I take each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up with you. All grown up with you.
Today, bye. Mom, there's some germ.
Mind giving me a hand?
What is all this stuff?
A yard sale. But since I don't have a yard, I'm borrowing yours.
Who's she?
Your grandmother, back in the day.
Ew.
You boys will fall for anything. It's Rita. I won her in a poker game. You boys help yourselves to my treasures before they fly off the shelves.
I'm all over these wire hangers! One man's trash is another man's intergalactic transmitter!
Bring it to the baseball game tonight, Tommy boy, so you don't get beaned with a foul tip. Look what happened to him.
Anybody? Hello? Hello? The game is tonight? I have plans with my almost girlfriend, Rachel.
But it's opening day, and it's tradition. You and me, kid.
I don't know if I can cancel.
Well, I guess you won't be needing this, then. Want to go to the game tonight, Dale?
Oh, I didn't know you guys were into organized sports.
Yeah, that and Italian cooking.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, I guess I'll go to the game.
But there are some conditions. No rooting for the opposing team, and you gotta wear normal clothes.
Deal.
Whoa! So this is where they put the new dump site.
Dad, what did you do to my lawn? And what's your jalopy doing here?
Fact is, I've been waiting for just the right time to give this baby away. But I couldn't figure out which one of you should have it.
Dad, I'd love to have it, but it wouldn't be fair to Drew, who's always wanted it.
Yeah, but Stu is your favorite son.
Which is why Drew should have it.
Hope you enjoy her. I know I did.
Oh, you were gonna pay for this.
Don't just stand there. Get your junk heap out of my driveway.
Grandpa's old shredder is a gift from heaven. Clutter just disappears. I've already tackled old newspapers, expired coupons. Huh, who does that belong to?
Hands off, that's mine.
The yearly fishing trip, huh?
Grandpa gets me a new rod every year to celebrate the occasion. And because I break the one from the year before.
Yeah, that was awesome! Nobody does the wave like you, Lou!
How was the game?
Unbelievable.
Our team was losing until the bottom of the ninth when they cleaned up! Hey, Lou, hey, who am I? Oh, and what about the kid with the peanuts? I'm like, hey, try taking the shells off before you eat them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, it's not. He almost choked to death.
You sure missed a good game, Tommy. I think it was the best game ever.
I guess you just had to be there. Happy late birthday, love, Drew.
Ah! The old regifting scam, huh? Well, two can play at that game.
Happy fishing, Dill. Grandpa! You're destroying our pictures?
Only the ones where I'm having a bad hair day. I'm running out of paper, so I thought you and I could clean out the garage this weekend.
But I'm going fishing with Grandpa.
Grandpa assumed you were busy, so he's taking Dill.
No, I'm not busy. Not busy at all.
Well, you can let them know that when they get back from B-movies in the park.
What is going on here? I'm the movie guy, not Dill. Where have you been?
The movies.
Oh, the movies, huh? Do you know what time it is? Why didn't you call? Is that a root beer float stain on your jacket? I will not be ignored, Grandpa. World's greatest grandfather?
It goes with this one.
World's best grandson? I demand to know where you got those shirts.
Don't get your panties in a bunch. I got you one, too.
World's greatest yodeler?
It was either that or the one that said Foxy Mama.
Well, we better hit the hay if we're gonna get a jump on the fish.
Our old fishing trips. Reminds me of the time we ran over our cooler and had to eat flattened fried chicken for a week. Or the day we saw a family of beavers building a dam? It rained, so we checked in a hotel and watched the Wild Animal Channel.
Tommy, do you want to go too?
No, not really.
Fine.
I'm already packed.
My grandson's on a fishing trip. Life doesn't get much better than that.
I know exactly what you're trying to do. Replace me as number one grandson. Are you sick? Your 15 minutes are over. The shine's off the nickel, and it's in Tommy Pickles. Out, what's his name, the younger brother?
Dude, I have no interest in being Grandpa's favorite. I'm happy to be number two, after you and before Angelica. Besides, the crazy lady with the bird's nest in her hair says I'm her favorite every time I give her a quarter.
Know this. I may be leaving this house in second, but rest assured, I will return from this trip having reclaimed my spot as number one.
I'd rather not indulge you in your infantile competition, but if I have to, bring it on. Don't even think about it.
From here on in, boys, we leave civilization behind. Hope I can get the game on this.
Look no further. I found the perfect spot to set up camp.
Nice work, Dill, my boy.
Wait, I've got a better one. With a view over there.
Number one.
Now this is the perfect spot.
Guys, over here! Check out the view!
You planned this, didn't you?
Yeah, I planted the flowers months ago. But the guy in the deer costume was extra.
A little slice of heaven, isn't it, boys? Except for the skeeters, but they gotta eat too.
Nature fun fact! I dry your sheet under the belt wards off mosquitoes for hours.
I'll try anything once.
That's ridiculous.
Fancy that. Works like a charm. Thanks for the helpful hint, Dill.
Dill. Oh, I got something!
What a beaut! And your first time out of the gate, too! Dill, you're a natural.
I have an advantage. I speak fish.
You gotta be kidding me.
Whoa! Promise me you'll teach me how to speak fish one of these days.
Be happy to. It's a lot like turtle, but with more lip.
I got a bite! Ha! Hey, it's coming! I got it!
It's a little payback for littering.
The lake has eyes, bro. The lake has eyes.
Oh.
Tino, that's our dinner.
Sorry, I wouldn't feel comfortable feasting on our brethren of the lake. We have a relationship now.
Throw me that rope, will you, Dale?
I'll do it.
Isn't it a bit chilly for a swim?
No, it's like bath water. What? What is it? Ah! Leeches! Ah! Okay, nature boy, why don't you just talk these things off me?
Okay, sit up. Now beg. Good leech.
I'm hitting the woods. Why don't you two set up the tent?
It's mine. All mine.
Congratulations, psycho.
Where are you going?
That's for me to know, and for me to know.
Unbelievable! Sound structure, easy on the eyes. You know, in all my years of camping, I've never seen anything like it.
Ah, thanks. I thought you'd be into it.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh.
I got up early this morning to get breakfast started. Nothing special. Eggs, bacon, pancakes, tiramisu.
Sheesh, I haven't eaten this well since your great-grandma's wake.
Number one.
Tiramisu? Cheap shot.
If we're talking cheap, you taking credit for my teepee was Discount City.
I had no choice. You kept showing me up, you and your leech talking. How can I compete with that?
You can't, which is why you should get used to being number two, because that's where you're gonna stay.
You think so, huh?
I know so.
Hey, isn't it time for a hike, Grandpa?
Hey, I'm still chewing here. But seeing how gung-ho you two are, how can I say no? Let's see. Which hike should we take?
I was thinking we hit the 5-miler.
Really? I was willing to go 10.
13.
15.
Whoa! Hey, don't forget there's an old guy in the mix.
Dead Man's Peak.
Wait, let me read the fine print. A difficult trek, length unknown, as no one's ever completed the hike without a helicopter rescue. All hikers must sign release forms upon entry. This is really what you guys want to do?
Yep,
you bet.
Then who am I to be a wet blanket to Dead Man's Peak, where I can only hope false advertising is at play?
What's the matter? Having trouble keeping up with number one?
Don't worry. You'll be coming in second, just like you always do.
What do you say we make this hike interesting?
Make it so, brother man.
I'm gonna finish this hike with only half a canteen of water.
I'll do it with a third.
No water.
No water and no food.
No flashlight, no sunscreen, no pocket knife.
No compass, no first aid kit, no dryer sheets.
No shirt.
No shoes!
No socks!
No pants!
You're on your own with that one, bro.
This has gone far enough. You and Drew need to work this out ASAP. Oh, and don't worry about the tickets. I'll take care of them.
A tie. Now what are we gonna do? We're all out of trail.
We'll forge a new one with our bare hands.
It's just crazy enough to work.
Dead man reporting for duty.
Grandpa! Grandpa, are you okay?
We're going in, soldiers, for Mile High Pie.
What's wrong with him?
It looks like heat exhaustion.
And when the fighter planes flew over, I took cover under a cow. No! No more bologna sandwiches! Ah!
He needs food.
And water, I know. Oh, why did we throw our supplies away?
Jungle fever?
We're in the woods.
Woods fever? We're idiots?
I just...
We have to get him to a hospital.
How?
I don't know.
Maybe he'll be okay. And he just needs to rest for a little while.
Viva la revolution!
I warned you.
He'd be so much easier to carry if we could redistribute his weight. If only we had a stretcher. I'll find some branches.
And I'll find the something that goes between the branches.
Sticker bushes on the right.
Thanks for the bottoms up, but after what we did to Grandpa, we deserve to suffer.
Ow, 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 ow. I know what you mean. Ow, 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 ow. Here's my shirt and your shoes.
My pants!
Hungry, thirsty, achy.
Oh, hang in there, Grandpa. We're on the case.
Was he just smiling?
Rubber biscuits!
You sure you want to do this?
Absolutely.
What are we going to say happened?
Spontaneous combustion?
Accident! Well, let's put her out of our misery.
She'll never speak of this again.
Nice dress.
Nice shoes. You want a straw?
Right now, all I want is for Grandpa to be okay.
That's all I want, too. Maybe some pants.
I can't believe Grandpa's in the hospital. All because I wigged about not being his favorite.
People have done worse for less. And hamsters, well, they don't do nothing for nobody.
Not grandparents. Seems like the older I get, the harder it is to talk to Mom and Dad. But with Grandpa, it's different.
Color me intrigued.
I can tell him anything and I won't be judged, yelled at, or punished. Though sometimes I think it's because he's dozed off mid-conversation.
So that's why you went so aggro about being the favorite. This grandparent thing is a sweet deal.
Yep. Too bad he's never gonna speak to us again.
Yep. Tommy, I need to ask you something. Why are we drinking coffee?
You watch soap operas. That's what people do in waiting rooms.
The patient will make a full recovery if he doesn't exert himself for the next decade.
Grandpa. I'm so sorry for being such a jerk on the fishing trip.
Me too.
I forgive you.
Just like that? No yelling, no getting mad, no punishment?
That's what grandparents are for.
Sweet. And since you can't get mad because it's in your job description, mind settling something for us? Who is your favorite grandchild?
Tell you what, I'll write down the name, put it in an envelope, but it can only be opened after I'm gone.
Boys, the patient needs his rest.
Bye, Grandpa.
Check you later, Lou.
Oh, when you first showed up, I knew you were up to something, Lou.
Teaching my grandsons a lesson. Faking an illness was the only thing I could do to get them to stop fighting.
Well, it worked. And here I was thinking we'd have to break out the full body cast again.
Grandpa, you gotta stay elevated.
Here's your paper, some soup, ice cream, and a laser pointer. In case you get bored and want to point at some junk in the room.
There's been an accident.
With the car?
It's totaled.
Sorry.
Do you have any idea how much that car was worth?
It was a piece of junk.
That junk was driven by Elvis. Not only was it a collector's item, it was worth a fortune.
I can't believe you made us push it off a cliff.
It was your idea. Come on, Stu. Let's make it disappear.
You pushed it off a cliff?
Stop getting him all worked up.
He almost died from heat exhaustion.
Heat exhaustion?
I've got to go out for a while.
Sorry, boys. The heat exhaustion thing is a scam.
Don't feel bad. When we were kids, your dad and I fell for it, too.
Told you he was smiling when he was unconscious. That guy.
We promised Grandpa we'd wait until he's gone to open this.
But he didn't say gone. Where?
What's he doing? Mom! Hey, Dill. I got a letter. G?
But neither one of us has a...
Oh, no! It couldn't be. Could it?
His favorite is... Angelica?
I refuse to accept that as fact. Gotcha!